You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, what's going on? It's your boy Sosa Cremenges, as always, a fantasy analyst at Pro Football Focus and your host of the Locked On Rams podcast, your number one daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Rams. Welcome to a new week and another Monday edition of the Locked On Rams podcast. I appreciate you guys for tuning back in with me. And today's episode, moving forward throughout the rest of the week, is going to be very interesting with the Reese's Senior Bowl officially kicking off on Monday morning when you guys are probably listening to this podcast. We are now in Senior Bowl week. The offseason has officially started for 30 teams, and the stage is set for the Super Bowl. If you guys missed the games, the conference championships, the Kansas City Chiefs are slated to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's going to be a dope game between the GOAT, aka Tom Brady, as well as the new ushering of the potentially new GOAT in Patrick Mahomes. So that should be a great game. But up until then, we got plenty of topics to cover, specifically as they relate to the Senior Bowl, like I mentioned, as well as the Los Angeles Rams. If you guys have missed out on the news recently, the Rams coaching staff, as well as their front office, is getting absolutely poached left, right, and center. And, you know, it's obviously a very frustrating thing to see so much continuity being torn apart and seeing a team that has really built a tremendous organization top down get poached. But at the end of the day, it's a positive thing. It's a good thing for guys that are getting promotions left, right, and center, getting new jobs, potentially going to places that they want to, and you know, furthering their personal development in the coaching or front office worlds. And as you guys probably know by now, Brad Holmes hired in Detroit to be their new GM. Now Brad Holmes is bringing over Ray Agnew, formerly of the Rams now, to be his assistant GM in Detroit. We don't know if this is going to net the Rams two more third-round compensatory draft picks. We got to get clarification on that, but I don't believe that they will be compensated for Agnew's loss. Now, obviously, Agnew is going to be a big loss for the Rams when it comes to their scouting department, but this was pretty much expected in some degree. You know, Brad Holmes obviously was with the Rams for nearly two decades, 18 years to be specific, and he was going to bring over guys that he was familiar with, guys that he has relationships with, and Agnew is obviously one of those guys. Now, Agnew was the director of pro player scouting for the Rams and is now going to be the assistant GM in Detroit. So that's good. He's obviously getting a promotion in that regard. But when you look at the coaching staff as a whole, the Rams have lost so many guys, including some of the front office members. You've seen Holmes take off. You've seen Agnew now following suit. Obviously, defensive coordinator Brandon Staley goes to the Los Angeles Chargers as their new head coach. Then the Rams lose linebackers coach and assistant head coach Joe Barry, who takes off as well. And then Liam Cohen, the assistant quarterbacks coach, takes off into the college ranks. And then obviously, as you guys probably know by now, the Rams hire a new special teams coordinator in Joe DeCamillis, moving former special teams coordinator John Bonamago into the assistant head coaching role, which was obviously vacated by Barry leaving. And now there's more news coming out for the front of the Rams when it comes to their coaching staff. They could potentially lose cornerbacks coach Aubrey Pleasant, who is now slated to interview as the secondary coach in Detroit. Now, the Rams can't block this because it is technically a promotion. He would go from coaching only cornerbacks with the Rams to coaching the entire secondary in Detroit. Now, he might want to leave because, you know, he is from Michigan, Flint, Michigan to be exact. And obviously, he probably has somewhat of a good relationship, I would presume, with guys like Agnew and Holmes. And that would be a home run hire for the Lions, obviously. And I would be super excited for him to essentially see a promotion there. But again, that would be a big loss for the Rams. And then you look at a few more names that the Rams could lose. Ray Farmer, who is a scouting consultant with the Rams, interviewed with the Jacksonville Jaguars about a week ago for their GM position. Now, he did not get that job, but we're keeping our eyes on that situation as Farmer could ultimately find his way out of the building as well. And the last name, who is actually interviewing with a rival in the Seattle Seahawks that is not pretty, is Shane Waldron, the pass game coordinator. He's done a few different roles with the Rams. Obviously, he's been the tight ends coach in the past, the pass game coordinator in the past, the offensive coordinator, and now he is once again the pass game coordinator. So losing Waldron would obviously not be ideal, but again, it would be a nice promotion for a guy like Waldron, who would be the offensive coordinator, the role that is now vacated by way of Brian Schottenheimer's firing in Seattle. Now, that would not be ideal for the Rams to lose a good coach to a division rival, obviously, but Again, these guys are all getting promoted, and it really just speaks to the level of trust, development, and strength that the Rams have in their front office, in their building, in their organization. You see a lot of these guys coming into the building 1 year, you know, they spend a handful of years with the Rams, and then they go on to better and bigger things, and the Rams have mostly allowed everyone to leave. The only coach I can really think of that the Rams have blocked, at least under the Sean McVay regime, from leaving and going elsewhere has been the Kevin O'Connell attempted interview with the Chargers this offseason. Now, you know, O'Connell is offensive coordinator with the Rams. Technically, he doesn't call the plays, and he probably would have called the plays when it came to the job with the Chargers, but I don't blame the Rams for blocking that interview. You know, Kevin O'Connell is a very impressive coach, someone who's probably going to be a head coach someday in the NFL, and they got to keep some continuity. So I understand that. And, you know, when you see a lot of coaches leaving every offseason, and specifically, you know, upwards of 6, 7, 8 members of the organization potentially leaving just this offseason, it's so much turnover. It's hard for guys to find schemes that they can get comfortable with and that they can master, obviously, when you're consistently changing things. It's hard for guys to get their technique down because different coaches are going to teach different techniques in different ways. And so that is one of the big reasons I would not want to see Aubrey Pleasant leave the building, is because I think he's done a marvelous job with the cornerbacks. You look at Jalen Ramsey, he had his best year of his career this past season with the Rams, and he credited a lot of that to Pleasant, his coaching, and just the guy, right? Being a really good guy, being a really good friend, someone he could talk to, because we do know that Ramsey has quite a big personality, right? And he can get very hot-headed and things like that. So just having someone on the other side of the phone that you could simply call is something big for these guys. They are human beings at the end of the day. And then you look at, you know, Darius Williams, a former undrafted free agent turning into a top 15 cornerback. You look at Troy Hill, a guy who was also an undrafted free agent and, you know, bounced around with a couple of teams and has really been through it all, from practice squad to bench to depth to starter to this to that, to actually being a good serviceable cornerback as well. He's obviously done a great job with his room, and he deserves the promotion. So we're going to keep our eyes on the Aubrey Pleasant and Shane Waldron fronts, and obviously to a lesser degree, but, you know, could potentially also be leaving the building in Ray Farmer. And we'll continue to update you guys with the news surrounding them moving forward. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to dive into the Senior Bowl rosters, and we're going to dissect some of the players and positional groups that could relate to the Los Angeles Rams in this draft. And while we've got you, come connect with us on Twitter for all the coverage you need on the Los Angeles Rams. You can find me at QB's MVP, and you can find the page at Locked On Rams. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment, of hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Stride Smart Treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of home. As you guys know, I love getting it in from home. I got the squat rack set up. The treadmill on the incline is undefeated, and unlike their competitors, Echelon is affordable for everyone, and one membership lets up to 5 family members all work out at the same time. Go to echelonfit.com/NFL. That's echelonfit.com/NFL. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. Welcome back to the second segment of this Monday edition of the Locked On Rams podcast. I appreciate you guys for sticking around with me. And as I mentioned before the break, we're now going to dive into the rosters as they have been basically finalized for the most part, with players arriving to Mobile, Alabama today to start the Senior Bowl week. Obviously, they're going to start with simpler things like press conferences, getting weighed in, getting measured, arm length, wingspans, all that good stuff. The stuff that we put a lot of stock into when we probably shouldn't, but it's always interesting to see, and it's really always the first week of the offseason that really begins to feel like the offseason, because after this, it's pretty much all foot to the gas pedal. You got multiple things coming up after this, that you got multiple events coming up after this. We got, obviously, the Combine, which is going to be a much different event this season, and then everything in between, free agency, and all that good stuff, as well as the draft. But that is getting ahead of ourselves for now. We're going to dissect the rosters of the Senior Bowl, both sides, in these segments here. I'm going to begin with the American team, and obviously, you know, there are certain positions that we're going to kind of take a look at that Rams fans and, obviously, the Rams roster probably needs more help at. And those are typically the guys that are going to be most likely ending up, you know, in favor of the Rams. As we know, the Rams and general manager Les Snead absolutely love the Senior Bowl. Every single year, they've drafted multiple players from the Senior Bowl ever since Sean McVay came to town. Now, we don't have an exact reason for that, but we can presume that, first of all, you know, these players are typically a little bit older. They're a little bit more matured, I guess you could say. Probably a little bit more experienced, a little bit further along in their development. Guys that have more statistics, more tape, and, you know, go to the Senior Bowl and compete against the best of the best. So they're pretty much not really battle-tested. Nobody's battle-tested when it comes to the draft. It is known as a crapshoot, so to speak. But, you know, these are guys that you could probably put a little bit more stock into. And the positions I think that most fans and the roster needs the most attention to is probably the quarterback spot, the offensive line you can never really go wrong with, you know, the defensive line, probably the edge rusher position, and then topping it all off with the inside linebacker spots. I think those are the most notable when it comes to the potential weaknesses and holes going into this offseason as well as into the draft and, you know, going into next season. So those are the groups we're going to focus on. And to begin on the American team at the quarterback spot, they are pretty loaded. I think this is going to be one of the more intriguing quarterback rooms I think I've ever seen at the Senior Bowl. To begin, you have Kellen Mond from Texas A&M. He's a very similar player to Colin Kaepernick. Long, lanky, skinny, long strider. He's got a lot of speed, strong arm. Now, obviously, he's got to work on multiple things. Otherwise, he would be, you know, a first-round pick, and he's definitely not that. But again, a very fun developmental project-type quarterback. You got Kyle Trask from Florida, a potential first-round pick. And arguably the most intriguing name to me is Jamie Newman from Wake Forest / Georgia. He obviously did not play this past season. He did transfer from Wake Forest to Georgia and didn't play a game for them. So there's a lot of question marks surrounding that situation there in terms of who Jamie Newman is as a player. We didn't get a lot of exposure to him, but he's a guy that has mobility. He's got a strong arm and he can move. So that's definitely someone I'm very, very curious about and somebody I'm going to keep my eyes on, especially glued to this week. And going to the next group is the offensive line. And I think the offensive lines in this particular Senior Bowl may be the best I've ever seen. Just loaded. And to begin, you know, I got to look at Trey Smith, the interior offensive lineman, potentially a tackle at the next level from Tennessee. I love Trey Smith's tape in 2019 when I thought he was going to potentially come out last draft. He obviously elected to go back. Now, he's a very powerful mauler, somebody who I think the Rams could have a lot of interest in. You look at other big names like Alex Leatherwood from Alabama, Deontay Brown, also from Alabama, two very good players. Leatherwood could be a first-round pick and probably is a favorite to be a first-round pick, so not really in the Rams' range, but again, very good players to look out for. And there are some smaller names as well on this roster at the Senior Bowl, like Alaric Jackson and Ben Cleveland. So a lot of good names, guys I'm going to for sure be keeping my eyes on. This position is insanely deep, probably the deepest I've ever seen at the Senior Bowl. And obviously, that's a very good thing for the Rams because you can never really stop investing in your offensive line, and that goes for most teams in the NFL. Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, like I mentioned, I'm looking at the linebacker and edge rusher positions, probably the most intriguing for me in terms of what the Rams may need going into this season. And to begin at those positions, I think the first name that catches my eye is LSU's Jabril Cox. I'm very intrigued by what he can do at the linebacker spot. And, you know, I don't know many of the remaining names on this side of the Senior Bowl roster when it comes to the linebackers, but there are a bunch of names here, as well as the edge rusher position that really catch my eye, like Quincy Roche from Miami, I think is a very good player that the Rams could have in the mid rounds if they obviously elect to address the edge rusher position, which with Leonard Floyd hitting free agency could very well happen, as well as Samson Ebukam. So the Rams could be light in terms of their edge bodies, and that is for sure a spot I'm looking at. You look at the defensive linemen, I think the Rams wouldn't necessarily rule out the defensive line either, but one of the bigger names here on this side of the Senior Bowl rosters is Florida State's Marvin Wilson, a guy that I recall getting a lot of hype as a potential first-round pick prior to this past season. Now, it seems that he slipped a little bit and not really considered a first-round pick no more, but a very intriguing name, and maybe the most intriguing name on the side of the ball here is Carlos Basham Jr., a guy that, again, could be a late first-round pick, maybe even a mid-round first-round pick. A smart, a very good and productive edge rusher from Wake Forest. He's had a lot of production in his career, 4.5 sacks in 2018, 11 sacks in 2019, 5 sacks this past season. a big body at 6'5", 285, according to the school's measurements, so we don't know how much we can put into that in terms of stock, but a very intriguing name that the Rams could ultimately find their way drafting if they do find a way for him to drop far enough, or if they do find a way to trade up. Now, those aren't the only intriguing names. There are a lot more intriguing names at different positions, guys like Kadarius Toney from Florida at receiver. Now, the Rams obviously don't really need a receiver, but you can never really rule anything out when it comes to the Senior Bowl. And Toney is a guy who could be a first-round pick, so a lot of eyes are going to be on him, obviously. And then you look at the defensive backs here. Very good group. Very talented players. You got the younger Melifonwu. I don't know if you guys recall. Obi coming out a few years back, but Ifetu, and excuse me if I'm saying that incorrectly, coming out for this Senior Bowl here. You got other guys like the safety from Florida State, and I don't even know how to say his name because I'm going to absolutely butcher it, but Hamza Nasiruddin, I think that sounded okay. Phonetics, we're trying to work it out here, so please excuse if I did butcher that name. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to dive into the national team's roster and take a look at some of the intriguing names on that roster because there are plenty more, and then we're going to wrap this episode up. Make sure to check back on Tuesday when we continue covering the Senior Bowl with the fun actually starting. The fitness industry is incredibly confusing and oversaturated with BS. I'd like to think that my word holds a lot of weight as I've lost 155 pounds over the last 26 months. With that being the case, I've been on the lookout for the perfect protein bar, and I finally stumbled upon one called the Built Bar. You guys need to check them out. They're honestly delicious. They've got so many different flavors. They taste great, and you can never really get bored because of all the different variety that they offer. They're also healthy. They're low in calories, low in sugar, have 19 grams of protein per bar. They're high in fiber, and they even work for those on the keto diet. You even get a free cooler with your purchase while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Are we ready for the Super Bowl? The AFC and NFC Conference Championships have officially wrapped up, and the Super Bowl stage is now set with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers set to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. This Super Bowl should be a blast with the GOAT, aka Tom Brady, taking on the potentially new GOAT in Patrick Mahomes. And don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Welcome to the final segment of this Monday edition of the Locked On Rams podcast. I mentioned before the break that we're going to dive into the second half of the Senior Bowl rosters here. But just a reminder, make sure to keep checking back in with us on Tuesday and throughout the rest of the week for detailed, in-depth Senior Bowl coverage. Now we're going to dive into the national team's roster, and there are some very intriguing names here, just as there were on the American team. Obviously, this class is going to be a pretty loaded one. One of the groups that really catches my eye when it comes to this roster is the offensive line. I'm looking at North Dakota State's Dylan Raduns at offensive tackle. He's a very powerful mover, a guy who's going to be drafted alongside his college quarterback teammate, Trey Lance. Now, he's not going to be a top 15 pick like Lance will, but Raduns looks like a guy who could be a very strong developmental tackle in the mid rounds, maybe even in the second round. You look at some of the other names like Oklahoma center Creed Humphrey, who many people had as center one coming out last season. Now, obviously, he chose to go back to school and thus couldn't come out and wasn't center one. But this was a guy a lot of people had as a shoe-in first-round pick last year as the shoe-in center one. And I'm intrigued to see whether he can maintain that status coming into this draft. Now, Humphrey is a guy who is very highly touted, but there is somebody biting at his ankles in terms of the center class, Landon Dickerson out of Alabama, a very, very talented player, a very talented name. Now, I do believe he just recently tore his ACL, so that obviously could knock him down a little bit when it comes to his draft stock. But again, the center class looks very good, strong, very deep, to be honest. And obviously, that's great news for the Rams because Austin Blythe is scheduled to hit free agency, and I wouldn't be shocked at all to see them look for the future at that center spot in this draft. I think it's finally time for the Rams to address that position and find the player that they can try and really just plug in at that spot and leave for the next 5 to 10 years and grow with whatever quarterback does ultimately take snaps from him next season and moving forward throughout the future. Flipping to the defensive side of the ball, a few names catch my eye at the linebacker spots. The first is the trio from Ohio State. Obviously, they pump out a lot of good NFL players. I'm going to be watching Justin Hilliard, Baron Browning, and Tuff Borland. I think all three of these guys could add something to the room for the Rams in the inside linebacker position. I'm going to be very intrigued to see which of these guys can stand out specifically in coverage because it's going to be a tough battle. In the Senior Bowl, they got you lining up one-on-one versus running backs, versus tight ends, things like that. No pass rush, so it's just a quarterback, you, and the guy you're defending. It's going to be very easy to see guys get exposed in the open field, guys who can't really flip their hips and run in coverage, guys who are going to be two-down thumpers at the next level, guys that are going to be special teamers. You need to be able to play in coverage. We know that. That is the name of the game today. It's a passing league. Linebackers are typically getting picked on in coverage, and it's no surprise why. One of the last names at the linebacker spot, maybe the most intriguing, is Chaz Surratt out of North Carolina. A big name here, could creep up into potentially the late first round. Looks to be like a second round shoo-in as of right now, but again, a name that I'm very, very intrigued by. I've seen a lot of Rams fans shouting him out, keeping their eyes on him, so I got to dive into the tape to get a better look at who he really is as a player because I'm very intrigued to see if he could fit for the Rams at the linebacker spot. Traveling to the defensive line, some more interesting names here, and like I mentioned earlier in this podcast, there is a younger Melifonwu, but there is also a younger Odigizuwa. And I don't know if you guys are really into the draft and recall, but Owa Odigizuwa was a huge draft Twitter favorite coming out of UCLA, the defensive end. And now his brother Osa is coming out. So very strong ties in this draft. I'm very intrigued to see what he can do coming out in this week because my favorite part of the Senior Bowl is probably watching the offensive lineman and the defensive lineman go at it. I think you learn the most from these battles. Obviously, you can't really simulate a game-like environment when it's only one-on-one and there's no lineman next to you moving and no live players and no stunts and things like that. But again, I think it's going to very much show guys that have oily hips, guys that are knee benders, guys that are waist benders, guys with good techniques, strong hands, guys who can punch, counter-punch, counter-counter-punch. Guys who got a plan, right? A pass rush plan, guys who got a pass pro plan. What kind of sets do they take? What their feet look like? Everything is going to be evaluated this week. All of these guys are going to be put on a pedestal, and it's going to be super freaking fun to watch how these guys perform because a lot of these players could very well potentially be future Rams. We know they love to double dip in the Senior Bowl. They've done it every year since Sean McVay has taken over, and I think we can probably expect that to happen again this draft period. So make sure to keep checking back in with us this week for in-depth and detailed Senior Bowl coverage because we could very well be looking at some future Rams players in this game and this week of Senior Bowl practice. And just a reminder, come connect with us on Twitter. You can find me at QBsMVP and you can find the page at Locked On Rams. Please subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.